Father, we thank you for grace. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the privilege of learning and growing and being equipped, the privilege of serving you. I mean, there's no honor that can compare with the honor of being called by you to serve your purpose and to live the rest of our lives, making the days of Jesus on the earth known. And we ask that as we study tonight, as we learn, revelation knowledge is gifted to every student of this academy. Thank you for grace that abounds. Each one here has sufficiency in all things. The eyes of your understanding flooded with light. Your mind is renewed by the word. You are not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Therefore, you are blessed in your deeds. Great grace is upon you today. Father, we rejoice that by the end of this class, we'll be the better for it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Pastor Diva is also somewhere, right?
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we are complete here. We're having fun here. You know, we can't wait for Susie to get here. I don't know where she is. Is she walking by road or she's on a motorcycle?
She's in transit.
We need to go and get her quickly. She's been traveling for 1 week. But I'm sure she'll be here this evening. I'll see Susie physically in flesh and blood. All right, so our vision as a ministry is to reintroduce Jesus to this generation, equipping the believer to know who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, and what Christ can do through you. That's the vision that drives us. That's the vision that keeps us on the go. That's the vision that wakes us up every day. And that's what we live for, making the days of Jesus known on the earth. All right, today is week 13, but I'm just going to do a quick recap of week 12. Week 12, we're talking about David served the Lord. And we began to look at things to learn from David. And we said one vital truth about his leadership was his commitment to fellowship, devotion, and communion. In Psalm 23, verse 6, David said, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This, under the Old Testament, referred to devotion. It referred to devotion. All right. So despite being king with his busy schedules, teaching and preaching engagements, he found time for communion. And that is so important for you as a child of God, that as you grow in the knowledge of Christ, you must give time for communion. And we said we hardly know that we need to be more dedicated in leadership to our devotions, communion, than we did before leadership. We also looked at quite a number of things the last time we were here. I apologize. I wasn't able to make it last week because that last week, I think I was, where was I on Saturday last week? I mean, Friday last week, I was in transit. I was in the aircraft. And then I was trying to do the mentoring academy in the aircraft while flying. I bought enough Wi-Fi in the aircraft just to discover that my charger didn't charge my phone. So I just wasted that data, you know, because I really want to be in the class on that Friday, wherever I was. No, I was in the aircraft on Friday, was I? I was in the aircraft on Saturday. Friday, I was in London. I was actually in London, but by the time I settled into the hotel, the time was gone already. And I think they wanted the Pastor Shaw and the rest were doing a Bible school here, and classes were clashing with Mentoring Academy. Yes. Yeah, that's what happened. All right. Then we said God's plan for the local church and every ministry is to have all built on the person of his son, Jesus Christ. All right. And then we also said you can rise above the influences you keep. You cannot rise above the influences you keep around you. So you must be careful who hangs around you. We also say no matter how anointed you are, wrong company will destroy you. And then conclusively, as we rounded off that last week class, 2 weeks class ago, we said, choose what your emphasis will be, either Jesus or you. You've got to know what your emphasis for ministry is going to be. And then we concluded by saying, let Christ be your source and sustainer. Be careful for fame. Be careful for gold. Be careful for strange friends. Keep your heart free. Like John admonished in 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Now, today we're looking at lessons from Joshua. Lessons from Joshua, week 13. And we're starting with part one because it's going to go in a number of parts. Joshua is a very good example of a young and wise minister. Joshua served Moses very well. He was called Moses' servant. In Exodus chapter 24, verse 13, and Moses rose up. Exodus 24, 13. And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua. And Moses went up into the mount of God. Not God's servant, but Moses' servant. That's very critical. In Numbers 11, 28. Numbers 11, 28. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, "My Lord Moses, forbid them." Same here, Joshua called Moses his Lord. Now observe what resulted from that. Deuteronomy 34, verse 9. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses has laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. So the ministry of Joshua was received. Laying on of hands works more effectively when there is honor. Laying on of hands work more effectively when there is honor. The same thing passed down to Paul and Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "Wherefore I put in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." Timothy served Paul in the gospel. I repeat, Timothy served Paul in the gospel. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 22, Brother Paul, speaking of Timothy, said, "But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the father, he hath served with me in the gospel." Now that said, let's go back to Joshua. Observe what God said about Joshua. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3 and 5. "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." He stood on Moses' shoulders. He stood on Moses' grace. And he stood on Moses' commission. Just like Timothy, neither of them was trying to be a leader or connect the anointing, as some will today. They still simply serve. You know, as a minister of the gospel, don't be a person who is after titles, titles, titles. "I want to be this." No, don't want to be anything. You're already who God wants you to be. Trying to be anything is out of your reality in Christ. In Christ, all you will ever be, you are already. So stop trying to be anything. Just serve God. Just serve God. Okay? And at the right time, if you're supposed to serve the body of Christ in any position, it will come. But when you start pushing it, you end up being a politician in church. And you end up getting a position that there will be no reward for. So let's be careful, because that's very, very important. So Moses allowed Joshua to stay on his shoulders. He had the same grace. He had the same commission. Just like Timothy, neither of them was trying to be a leader or connect the anointed, as some would today. They just simply served. Notice, there is more. It is usually said that he had more exploits than Moses did. At least he got to the promised land. A remarkable exploit, never seen before him or after him, also occurred. Joshua 10, 13 and 14. "And the sun stood still and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted out to go down about a whole day. The earth stopped moving. Time stood still. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel." The son heeded to a man's voice, Joshua, Moses' servant. Never forget, he was not as stupid as Miriam and Aaron. Joshua was very smart. They lost their relevance after their indiscreet behavior in Numbers chapter 12. And I'm talking about Miriam and Aaron. Joshua did not use his mouth to destroy his ministry. Rather, he learned wisdom. via Moses' experiences. I will point out one and continue later on others. Moses sent out spies. Joshua did too. But in Moses' case, they came back with evil report. Numbers 13:32. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. This caused distress and unbelief in the whole land. Numbers chapter 14, verse 2. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and said, Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, Will God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or will God we had died in this wilderness? Joshua learned from this and did it differently when it was his turn. He sent just two men, and he sent them discreetly. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. They came back with a faith report. Joshua 2:24. Joshua 2:24. And they said unto Joshua, Truly the Lord had delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. More significantly is that unlike Moses' case, where and when the spies addressed the entire congregation, in Joshua's case, Numbers 13:26, Numbers 13:26, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. Joshua ensured they spoke with him first. Joshua 2:24. And they said unto Joshua, Truly the Lord had delivered into our hands. Then he spoke to the congregation himself. In Moses' case, Moses allowed him to address the congregation. In Joshua's case, Joshua asked them to come back to him first. When they told him their report, he addressed his congregation. So he improved on Moses there. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5, 9, and 10. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5, 9, and 10. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, Hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. He took charge, he addressed them himself, and Joshua taught them faith. Ensure that no one ever does it for you. Joshua learned from Moses' experience not to repeat the failure of Moses. Do not expose the congregation to just any sort of information. This was Paul's issue at Galatia. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 11, he says, But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. Notice, this was not Jerusalem, but Antioch, where he had authority and not supervising the body of Christ. Joshua must have truly listened to Moses and took heed not to repeat the same thing the same way. He also never tried to say, You see, the anointing upon me is so unique that things Moses did not see, I saw it. No. That would have been dishonest and dishonorable. Moses must have taught him. As all he did, he learned from Moses. We'll explain this in later course. Now take this down. It was the grace on Moses walking still. The grace on Moses. You can learn from the experience of elders in the faith without disparaging them. Our time is deep, and we have the unique advantage of seeing them and learning from end of them. So, therefore, a young minister will do well to learn from Joshua and fulfill God's plan for his own life. As an aside, Aaron was never mentioned in Hebrews 11 as an elder with exploits of faith. Not even Miriam, even though they must have heard. But Joshua was mentioned. See that? Joshua was mentioned because he conducted himself the right way. He did the right things. He never got into dishonor. He never got into that place of dishonor and disrespect. He remained in the place of honor and served God. Many things to learn as we keep doing ministry, and many things to learn. Don't ever allow anything distract you from focusing on God's call, serving God's call, and being humble under the mighty hand of God. It is He that exalts in due season. Praise the Lord. I'd like to pray for you today. Father, I pray for every student of this academy. Thank you that we're learning valuable lessons from the patriarchs, the ancient patriarchs, fathers of faith, people that have through faith and patience obtained the promise. So I pray that this class today is enriched in all things, that this revelation grows big in our hearts. We are not distracted, but focused. Each student of this class is strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. You are refreshed by the will of God. You continue to serve God's purpose. You keep the faith. You stay in the fight. And you make Jesus known until all the nations of the earth are flooded with the truth of the gospel. It is well with you. You are kept, you are preserved. You are strengthened with might by His Spirit, comforted on every side. Father, we rejoice. And we thank you, Lord, that so much is happening in our hearts. Our hearts are getting ready for the great things you are set to do with us, through us, and in us. We're grateful, Lord, for your blessing. Now I decree that every student of this academy, you do exploits, you make impact. Ministry prospers in your hands. You are delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. You abound in knowledge. You abound in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Now, there are five assignments. there are two assignments. Number one, from the example of Moses and Joshua, sending and receiving reports from the spies they sent. From the examples of Moses and Joshua, sending and receiving reports from the spies sent. What practical example can you mention will be profitable for you in ministry today? What practical example can you mention will be profitable to you in ministry today? And then compare this with Paul's action in Galatians 2. Compare this with Paul's action in Galatians chapter 2. Question number two. Was there anything unique upon Joshua's life that made him different from Moses? Was there anything unique upon Joshua's life that made him different from Moses? If there was, support your answer from this teaching. I go over the questions again. From the examples of Moses and Joshua sending and receiving reports from the spies sent, what practical example can you mention will be profitable to you in ministry today? Compare this with Paul's action in Galatians 2. Question 2, was there anything unique upon Joshua's life that made him different from Moses? If there was, support your answer from this teaching. Glory to God. Praise God. What a blessing to be in class with all of you today. And I'm glad we're able to catch up today. But if there's any question, I would love to answer, but I'm handing you over to the able hands of Pastor Shen, physically here in the flesh. Glory to God.
Thank you, Papa. Thank you.